thought I'd share an interesting question that was raised. Someone asked, let's say he has his parent and grandparent to serve at the same time. He's serving the soup. They both want a drink of water, whatever the case may be. Who does he give to first? Does he give to his parent or does he give to the grandparent? Interesting question. So firstly, let's just discuss, is there a formal obligation of kibud av v'em when it comes to grandparents? Is it just the right thing to do? And you should be mechabed them, certainly, like any other older person, but there's no, is there a formal mitzvah of kibud av v'em for that generation above, for the grandparents? So this is actually the subject of dispute. The Ma'arik writes that there's no chiyuv of kibud av v'em on a formal basis towards one's grandparents. The Gemara says that, for example, a son cannot become a goel hadam for against his own father because of kibud av v'em, but a grandson can become a goel hadam against his grandfather. So what do you see? That there's no chiyuv of kibud av v'em formally towards one's grandparents, so says the Ma'arik. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah writes in a tshuva that there is a chiyuv of kavod towards one's grandparents, and he brings, interestingly enough, a raya from a medrash, which is quoted on Rashi and Chumash. The pasuk says about Yaakov Avinu vayizbach zivachim leelokei aviv Yitzchak. How come it doesn't mention Avram, only Yitzchak? The medrash says, quoted in Rashi there, this teaches you that the chiyuv of kibud av is greater than the chiyuv of kibud towards a grandparent. So Ramah says, greater. That implies that there's also a chiyuv of kibud avim towards one's grandparents, just not the same level as towards one's parents. So this is what he writes in Shulchan Aruch, that there is a chiyuv of kibud avim also towards one's grandparents, just not the same as towards one's parents. But in any event, if the chiyuv, so we say, so that's the psak, is that there is a chiyuv, but it's not the same as towards one's parents. So presumably, one should serve one's parents first. However, the Arachron will raise the following argument. Now, we learned this year in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph that the Gemara says, let's say your father says, give me a glass of water, and your mother says, give me a glass of water. The chiyuv of kibud av and kibud eim is equal. So what do you do? So the Gemara says, give it first to father, because atav imcha chayav michvod avicha. So let's say the same thing. Give it to your grandfather, because atav avicha chayavin bichvod sabcha. That you and your father are both obligated to honor your grandfather. So therefore, the grandfather should come first. So this is svar raised by the Shut Tshuva Me'ava. And he writes, the Ramah only said that your father, that the chiv of kibud towards your father comes first in a vacuum. But if you're all sitting together, so then you'd have to be mechabed the grandfather first. And in fact, he says, what's going to happen? Give it to your father. Then he's just going to have to give it to your grandfather. So save him the trouble and just give it to your grandfather first. There were other Achronim who didn't accept this argumentation. They said, the Svara, atav v'imcha chayav mechvod avicha, that only takes hold when the Chiyuv is equal. The Chiyuv of Kibud Av and Kibud Eim is equal. So therefore, that Svara takes hold. But here, the Chiyuv of Kibud Av and Kibud Sav is not equal. And therefore, this Svara does not apply, and you're obligated to be mechabed your parent first. Or some say like this, that maybe the whole obligation of honoring your grandparents is only a function of honoring your parents, that it shows honor to your parents when you honor their parents. But therefore, that's only if it doesn't contradict, if it doesn't come in conflict with the honor to your parents. So if it would, so then the honor to your parents would take precedence. So when the dust settles, the recommendation would be as follows. There's a nice sefer that came out recently, Psakim Uchuvos. So he suggests the following. If your parent, certainly if your parent expresses that you should honor your grandparent first, then obviously that should be the case. Or even if he doesn't express that, but you know that he would want that to be the case, so then certainly that should be the case as well, that you would honor the grandparent first. What if that's not the case? So I would say the following, that sometimes you can have a situation where the parent actually is not obligated to honor the grandparent. Let's say it's a grandparent on the other side and the parents are no longer married, so then there's really not a chiyuv of that parent to honor that grandparent. So then L'chor, the chiyuv to honor the parent would take precedence. But if that's not the case, if the chiyuv of the parent still exists to honor the grandparent, so then they are poskim on both sides of the equation. I think in most situations, the parent would be happy if you'd give it to the grandparent first. Probably, I would say that would be the default option. But certainly there'd be posts on both sides of the equation due to the fact that in general, on a global level, the honor, the chi of tanner one's parents is of a greater level than the chi of tanner one's grandparents. But obviously we should show kavod, of course, as much as possible to both our parents and our grandparents. Have a wonderful day. Please do stack a few chairs on your way out to breakfast.